Schools across the country are grappling with how to address the topic of bullying, a problem that has driven some teenagers to suicide. Two area theaters for young audiences are staging plays about the subject this month, and in the case of a new production at Theater for Young America, specifically tackling bullying against the disabled, with a disabled actor in the cast. KCUR's Steve Walker reports.
Gathered around tables covered with soft drinks and snacks, both sweet and salty, are the cast and crew of Theater for Young America's world premiere play, Bullybot the Robot and the Gang of Geeks. It's the first day of rehearsal, and director Valerie Mackey is working on the lines that introduce the concept of geekdom.
Let's take those last two lines again, because remember, she says a gang, and then you repeat a gang of geeks. When she says a gang, and then you guys go. So let's take it from Veronica's line. We still want to solve the world's problems.
We still want to solve the world's problems, but we don't want to be a club. We want to be a gang.
A gang of geeks.
That's right. That's good.
Artistic director Gene Mackey, who wrote the play, says TYA has addressed bullying for years, having performed The Toughest Kid in the World, both in theaters and area schools. He says that he wanted to take a new look at the topic and linked up with The Whole Person, a local organization dedicated to assisting the disabled by addressing such issues as public accommodations and independent living.
We got involved with a wonderful organization, The Whole Person, and they were particularly interested in the issue of bullying as it relates to people with disabilities. It's not the same, but it has many of the same topics. And the idea of robotics, which is very popular with young people right now. The problem with showing a play about bullying, if you show a bully character, how do you handle that character? And so we made it a robot who can be reprogrammed.
The Whole Person's executive director, David Robinson, who is hearing impaired, says he wanted to collaborate on the play to bring attention to how bullying against the disabled can fly under the radar.
Most of us who have disabilities have experienced some form of bullying, especially those of us who have had disabilities since we were very young and growing up with and going to school. People with disabilities are usually the target for a bully. I mean, they're the most vulnerable. People are not likely to step forward and stop the bullying. So we felt it was a natural fit.
Among the cast is actor Lori Sparks, who is both deaf, though she is an adept lip reader, and in a wheelchair as a result of cerebral palsy. Director Valerie Mackey explains Sparks' history with TYA and helps her answer questions about acting and the show.
She is a very talented young lady. She has a willingness to expose herself, her emotions on stage, just like any other actor. She did Charlotte's Web. She's usually done characters that her disability was not even a part of it. Like when she played a sheep, she was just a sheep. And it wasn't even addressed. She was just on stage as her character.
Have you always wanted to act?
I'll be on stage. Welcome, really need to enjoy it.
Yes. She's always found it joyous to be on stage. When people have said no to her, that this is not something you can do, where you use your voice and your body on stage, she found a way to use her voice and use her body.
That people can do this.
Deaf people can do this.
Meanwhile, the Coterie Theater is reviving Lori Brooks' play, The Wrestling Season, where issues of bullying involve high school athletes and unfolds on a wrestling mat. Steve Walker, KCUR News.